Hey everyone, it's Charlie Morgan here and welcome back to another video. So today I'm going to talk to you about something called dissociative discipline, which is a really cool sort of mindset technique or hack or whatever buzzword you want to use to describe doing something that's useful. It's a really cool technique that I've been using for quite a long time to get myself to do things that I don't want to do. So I think we all know as a collective that discipline is the secret, right, to massive levels of success. Motivation is just a complete waste of time. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't move the needle because actions that drive growth or move the needle have to be completed over a long enough period of time to actually have an impact on your life or your business. And we know that motivation as an emotional state or mode of existence is a very short-tempered, short-lasted thing, right? So discipline is what you have to rely on. And discipline isn't something that you just have. It's something that you have to build. And so today I want to give you a technique that I've used to build discipline. And right now it's Saturday morning and it's about, I think, 8 a.m. And I got up a while ago and I've just been going about, like, you know, conducting my morning affairs as you do on a Saturday. And I need to go to the gym and go for a workout. And I know I've got quite a long, hard pull workout, like a back workout planned. And like, as I was about to like get ready for the gym, like I had before I'm recording this video, because I had this idea, part of my mind was like, do you really want to go to the gym? Why don't you just chill out? Why don't you just go and watch a film, or, you know, don't go to the gym and just relax instead or something? And I was like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. And then I caught it and I was like, this voice is the thing that tears apart your future. And I'm dead fucking serious, because if I justify, if I listen to that voice and this, this part of me that doesn't want to do the thing that I should be doing, then I reinforce it and I give it power over every other aspect of my life. So if I don't go to the gym, it's not that I haven't just gone to the gym once, it's that I've listened to the voice that holds me back in life. And so what that means is that next time I have to do something which could have more of an impact, like outreach or building a new module or hiring a new team member for the business, or it could be anything, like next time I've got to meditate, like I'm more likely and more prone to listen to this negative voice. So you've got in your head, you've got two voices, right? You've got the one that holds you back and the one that pulls you forward. All you have to do is listen to the one that pulls you forward. And the one that pulls you forward is quite easy to know what to do, because it tells you what to do, because that's the part of you that sets the goal. Like, I want to go to the gym. I want to do this. I want to have a meditation routine. I want to work 10 hours a day. I want to focus. I don't want to do this. But then you set these goals and you know what you need to do. And then the other part's like, no, I don't want to do that. So how do we overcome this? Well, basically, I've just coined this term called dissociative discipline. And what that means is that you have to learn how to disassociate yourself, your persona, your character, whatever you want to call it. Learn to disassociate yourself from this voice, so that this voice, it like exists in you, but it's not you. So this is a huge thing, because this voice is actually like, it's a thought, right? It's a thought pattern of thought. It's not really a voice per se, but it's a thought pattern that you have, or like a, I don't know what sort of unconscious structure it sits on, but there's a part of you that doesn't want to do the difficult stuff, or a part of you that's comfortable and doesn't want to grow. And from this part of you manifests the thought of not actually doing the action. And then obviously that then brings itself forward as you laying in bed instead of going to the gym. And the more you listen to it, the stronger it's reinforced, the bigger it becomes, the more neurons it takes up, the harder it is to actually do the thing you want to do. So dissociative discipline, bit of a mouthful, is where you recognize you have the voice. And you know you have it, and you hear it when it's there, but you disassociate yourself with it. So, for example, with the gym this morning, that voice, like, it never really happens with the gym anymore, but because, like, it's Saturday and I got up a little later than I usually do, like, it saw an opportunity to be like, we shouldn't go to the gym. Like, let's just not do it. And then I, at first glance, I was like, well, that sounds like a good idea, right? Because you have these sort of, like, I like to see life and I like to see myself like I'm some sort of video game character, where I'm able to observe my thoughts and myself in the third person. Not all the time, because that would be just psychotic. But when it comes to making decisions or doing things you don't want to do. And like, I caught it and I was like, ah, that's not me. That's not who I want to be. That voice doesn't represent my beliefs and my paradigms. And because it's a thought, we believe it's us. But in reality, you can actually disassociate well away from it and tell yourself, that's not me, that's not who I am, and I'm not going to listen to that fucking voice. It would be like having a friend who is really bad for you and tells you to do drugs. And they're a voice in your ear, and they come into your room one day or your office and they say, "Hey, Charlie, I've got this cocaine here. I think we should do it." Now, like, they're not you, and you're not just going to say, "Okay, yeah, let's do it." If you, I mean, it depends on your proclivities. I would never do that. But like, being able to see this voice as like that bad friend is really important, because then it gives you this option to say no. As soon as you don't catch it as a thought and think that it's your internal narrative, then you believe that it's yourself telling you how to behave. And that way, like, it's impossible, because it's you. Like, how would you disagree with yourself? The cognitive dissonance there would be through the charts, through the roof, actually. Got my words mixing around there. So my point here is that when you have something to do, something difficult to do, something painful to do, there's going to be, you can absolutely fucking guarantee it, that there's going to be part of you that doesn't want to do it. And it's important to recognize that it's part. It's not you, it's part of you. And if you want to kill it, and if you want to get rid of it, and if you want to actually progress, you must disassociate yourself with it and put mental or cognitive perceived distance between who you truly are and what you truly want and what this thing wants, and like the fact that it's there. And this is a good thing, because without this, without this thing over here, our accomplishments wouldn't feel that fulfilling. We wouldn't feel very fulfilled. Like, if I went to the gym, like, and I got big and muscular, and, you know, if I made good progress, then like, the main form of satisfaction for us as humans is knowing that we've succeeded and proceeded to do something in spite of our natural inclination to be lazy and not do it. And so we can get rid of this thing, but it's important to know that it serves a purpose and it does actually help you in the long term. So, dissociative discipline, right? This is how you form it through meditation, because through meditation we practice recognizing that thoughts are thoughts. You know, like a thought, the thought I had this morning to not go to the gym is a byproduct of billions and billions and billions of neurons, like little electrical synapses and nodes firing off in my head. And the thought comes up, and then you can either buy the thought or you can get rid of it. And by buy it, I mean you can believe it and you can think that it's the right thing to do, or you don't have to. Viktor E. Frankl, who was a Holocaust victim, he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. He says that between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in this space lies man's ability to choose his response, and in his response lies his growth and his freedom. And what that means is that between stimulus, i.e. thought, and response, i.e. action or lack of action, there's a space. And in this space, you have the ability to recognize that you can choose how you respond to the stimulus. So most people in their life, they have stimulus and they have response, and they're like two of the same thing. It's like, I want a chocolate bar. I'm off. I'm gone. I'm getting a chocolate bar. But people with discipline and people who understand what Viktor Frankl meant know that between them thinking I want a chocolate bar and going to get one, there's a very small amount of time and a small amount of space. And if you can catch it and think, do I really want a chocolate bar? Or is that just part of me that doesn't want the best of me, that I don't want to associate with? Yeah, it's definitely that. Okay, fuck it. I'm not going to get a chocolate bar. Onwards. All right? Disassociative discipline. It's one of my main weapons, and I hope you can use it too. So if you enjoyed this video, just subscribe and like the video. It helps me. It also helps you, because it trains the algorithm to show you other strategies that could potentially make you more money. Also, comment if you have any future video recommendations. Anything else you want to see. And in the description, there's going to be two links. The first link will take you through to a funnel where you can see my lovely face, chat about my products and how I could help you get more clients for your agency. You don't have to click it. You don't have to book a call, but if you want to check it out, you can. The second link takes you through to a Facebook group that we're trying to build a community of agency owners, so we can help more people make more money. And obviously, in the long term, make more money for ourselves. I'm not going to bullshit you. The purpose of a Facebook group is to add so much value to someone that they have this obligation or inclination to pay you money in return for things above what you give them for free. We all know that. I'm not going to bullshit you and pretend it's not. So I hope you enjoy the video, and I will see you in the next one. And you know what? I'm off the gym. I'm going to the gym. I'm not listening to the thought. And whatever thought you have right now, or might have had this morning, you might have had something to do, or you know you need to go and do this thing, but you've been putting it off, just go and fucking do it. The more you disassociate with this negative part of you, the smaller it becomes and the easier it is to resist. Talk soon. Take care.